All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Power Rangers. This time we're doing book two. We finally made it. I'm only supposed to do 20 issues, and then I have to switch over to the classic series. That's literally how the reading order goes, and that's what we're sticking with right now. Of course, it's got a lot of praise. Okay, so issues 17 to 32. All right, guys, when I get to 20, we have to quit. So we're very close to almost, I had to catch myself. We're very close to 20. So, probably be mid-November, we'll be covering the actual Green Ranger story, which I know you guys are really excited about. But, you know, there was a build-up to that. Hey, Ryan Parrott, chapter 17 to 32. Eleonora Carlini, illustrations, with assistance by Simona D. Gianfelice. Francesco Mortarino, Simona, okay, of course, her again. Daniel Bayless, chapter 24, and Eduardo Francisco, chapter 28. Raul Angulo, Kath Lobo, Ed Dukeshire, and of course, Miguel Mercado. Cool, a lot of artists I've never heard of, and I've seen a lot of really nice art. Okay, the planet Iotus, over 10,000 years ago. Every beginning is forged in pain. When the universe was conceived, it was so violent, time itself was torn asunder. If you don't, please stop talking, I'll show you what real pain looks like. You're almost there, dear, you're doing superb. Just one more big push now, and... And the baby says, wah! Because, I mean, that's what happens. Congratulations, Lady Fiena. It's a beautiful baby girl. Well, it's a good thing you're so cute, because you've already caused me a world of distress. Goo. Exactly. You have your father's eyes, little one, but I have a feeling she will have her mother's heart. I come bearing a gift for your gift, Fiena. He'll be coming for us, Zordon, especially when he discovers he has a daughter, and I would do everything within my power to protect you both, but now is not the time for concern. Only celebration. Do you have a name chosen for this little beauty?
I believe so. There's a word amongst my people that means order to the universe. What do you think, little Rita?
Do you like that name?
Flazak!
What about an X, my queen?
The moon, now.
When I can't get something to work, I usually... Oh, excuse me, he says.
When I can't get something to work, I usually just hit it with an axe. Flazak, if the dragon power coin is broken...
It's not broken, you imbecile. It's just been sitting in a tomb for centuries, and much like your brain, it simply isn't working.
So you're trying to turn it on?
With every spell in my arsenal, and I'm running short on time and patience, Goldar. My knowledge of the coin's capabilities is limited, but perhaps there is someone out there with the answers I seek.
Thank you so much for coming in to see me today. I know this is our first meeting, so my name is Miss Pruitt, but you can call me Deborah if you like. You're becoming a junior. Hooray! So I just wanted to check in and see what your thoughts are on college and just school in general.
How are you doing, Mr. Taylor?
Me? Oh, great. You know, school, life, whatever. It's all good.
Interesting, because your teachers, Mr. Todd in particular, are painting a slightly different picture. They say you're not turning in assignments, and when you do, they're usually late. Also, are you routinely falling asleep in class?
I mean, is it my fault Mr. Todd's voice is so soothing?
Zach, this is a safe place.
Now, life is full of challenges and complicated feelings.
Feelings? You want to know how I feel every day? like I've got problems coming at me from every direction. Trust me, my friends are in the exact same boat. No matter what we do, the problems just keep getting bigger and bigger. There's no shame in asking for help, Zach. Yeah, well, some things you have to deal with yourself, you know? Left, right, center, doesn't matter. Plus, when I do mess up, it feels like everyone's watching. And the worst part is, just when I've dealt with one issue, boom! Another pops up, and another, all worse than the last. Do you think your friends are dealing with similar issues? Look, I joke around a lot, but I really do take my responsibilities seriously. It's just day after day after day. It just feels like sometimes it's never going to end. Well, I don't know if it's any consolation, Zach, but you're not the first student to feel like the whole world is on your shoulders. I know high school can be stressful, but the good news is, summer's right around the corner. Yep, I'm sure summer will be super relaxing. What do you mean you're not gonna enter? All you do all day long is karate, karate, karate. Yeah, I know, Trini, in order to protect the world. But a martial arts expo takes way more time. It's training and routines and choreography. It's just a whole other thing, and we've got monsters to deal with. No, it just means you'll have to get up at 5 instead of 6, okay? Jason, you're entering the expo. This is important. It's who you are. You're the best. Yeah, and what if I do this and suddenly I'm not? What then? Well, I guess you'll have to settle for being the hottest second best ninja in Angel Grove. Ha, I can't kiss you right now, right? I mean, hey guys, hey Kim, look, Trini, it's Kimberly. I see that. We were just talking. Friends talk. Okay, I'm gonna go see my dad, so you guys just continue not acting weird at all. We need to tell Zordon. Dude, tell Zordon what exactly? That we got some cryptic messages? I get those all the time. We don't know anything. We know someone knows our secret identities and that some of us went to another planet. Zach, it could be anyone. What if it's another student, or a teacher, or... You know what? You're right. My money's on Miss Appleby. Seriously? No, not seriously, Billy. Relax. Whoever it is, all they've done so far is watch our backs. They said they're a friend. Maybe they're telling the truth. But if they're not, I'm sure we'll learn the truth sooner or later. I have questions in need of answers, but I will return soon enough. But why is Squat going and the rest of us aren't? Because I require someone with a limited sense of self-preservation. Hear that? I'm required! My queen, in your absence, might we send a monster down to torment the Rangers? If we could defeat them, it would of course be in your name. I'm certain there's little chance of that happening, but very well. Do try not to decapitate one another while we're gone. This is it! This is our chance! Finster, we require something truly ferocious. Oh, I have the perfect creation in mind. I wasn't annoyed, Dad. I was just surprised you wanted to meet, that's all. You're not dying, are you? What? No, I just figured with everything that's happened, it was time I checked in on my daughter. So, how are you doing with all this? I'm fine. I mean, I wish things could rewind back to normal sometimes, but... So do I, honey. There's nothing I want more. And I don't want to talk ill of your mother, but I offered to do anything. Trial separation, counseling, you name it. But that woman... Dad, please don't. I just think you're old enough to know the truth for once. Because if she's saying... Dad, I'm sorry, but I gotta go. Deet, deet, deet. Kimmy, I'll call you, okay? Kimberly. Kimberly! Alpha, I've never been so happy to say this in my life, but... It's morphin' time! Mastodon, Pterodactyl, Triceratops, Sabertooth Tiger, Tyrannosaurus, Go Go Power Rangers. Help! Someone help! Angel Grove Museum of Natural History. Mom, look out! You know, when I was little, kia! If my parents had said there was a chance we might get attacked by monsters, I may have actually wanted to go to the museum. But this stuff is priceless! Yeah. Does Rita care about anything? No, she's a supervillain. I think that's kind of the point. Ayah! So I heard a rumor Skull took a certain someone to the fair? I can neither confirm nor deny. Why? I was thinking maybe when we're done here, it's a date. Now let's talk more kicking. I don't recognize this place, my queen. Is this one of the planets we conquered?
Not exactly. This world belonged to a weak, narrow-minded people with delusions of grandeur.
And now it just belongs to these things. Shoo, scram, get away! This is the last of the vermin, my empress. Have I done what you required?
Yes, they will sing songs of your bravery.
Really?
No.
I like that.
Now, follow along, please. Let's get this over with.
Are you sure there aren't more of those dog creatures?
No, but do try not to get eaten.
Ah, so this must be the baby prison.
It's called a nursery.
Of course, it's far too sweet and cuddly for torture. What are we looking for, your evilness?
Another life.
I wonder if my parents ever gave me my own cage.
Come, it's time to leave this cursed place. I have everything I came for.
Quickly now! Through those doors! Don't look back and don't stop for... Kaboom! But there is no escape, rangers! Not from Stabosaurus Rex! Lead them out another way. I'll cover you. But go! I've got this!
Fine, come on! Everyone, this way! Follow me!
Fazam! I'm only 27 minutes old and I already know I don't like you. Trust me, the feeling's mutual. Crash!
Oh no! Hurry! Go! Run! Everyone take cover!
Vroom!
Do not worry, Yellow Ranger. It would appear my arrival is most fortuitous. Now if you could all calmly make your way towards the exits, please.
Is that an alpha? I think we found the stranger in the computer.
Huh? And it's another computer.
It is Alpha 1, actually, and if you require, I can provide additional assistance. For example...
Fazak!
If I have studied these creatures correctly, and I believe that I have, their strength seems to lie in their swarming ability.
Fazak!
Therefore, by plotting an isolating attack vector, I negate their numbers and... Well, mission accomplished.
Should we be upset that he made that look easy?
I'm sorry, where did you come from again?
Whoa, guys, a little help here.
I am the Apex Predator!
Explanations are forthcoming, Power Rangers. But it would appear immediate assistance is required.
Has Stabosaurus Rex slain any of them yet?
It's a little out of focus.
Do you need anything else, my queen?
All I require now is solitude. If I do not emerge within the hour... I would not recommend knocking.
Lokar, this conjuring spell better be worth what I paid for it.
Oh, wow. They did use the inverse pentagram. Okay, so, yeah, that is supposed to be Lucifer, but, yeah, we have to go with Lokar. Like, there's a lot of Bandora in this Rita. I'm just letting you know. Whoever wrote this comic, they watched both Power Rangers and Zool Ranger, because I see so much Zool Ranger in her, it is ridiculous, and I love it, because it's a perfect mix of the two Sentai, or the two series, the Sentai and the American series.
Or you'll be communing with the afterlife, personally. Crash! Who summons me?
Hello, Mother. So they're making Lokar her mother now? Okay,